In this episode, you're going to get the latest video marketing news from Starbucks, Facebook Live, YouTube live streaming, and I'm going to take you to an exclusive interview at Vidyard. We go behind the doors and hear about the Canadian Prime Minister Trudeau's visit to Vidyard today.
Discover how video can help you achieve your sales and marketing goals. It all starts right here in Todd Hartley's Video Marketing Mastery. Brought to you by Wirebuzz.
Hello, hello. Welcome to the latest episode of Video Marketing Mastery. I've got to tell you, there's some really cool things happening in this episode. Coming up later on in this episode, we're going to go live out to Canada. That's right. North of the border, and talk with Vidyard and find out what it was like when Canadian Prime Minister stopped in today and did a live stream event at Vidyard. Pretty cool in their home and native land. But first, Starbucks is in the video marketing news. A Starbucks barista has taken to social media hoping to make orders of the coffee chain's much buzzed about unicorn frappuccino to make it absolutely disappear. Colorado barista Braden Brunston posted a video on Twitter complaining that the drink was too difficult to make. He wrote, quote, "Please don't get it. I've never made so many frappuccinos in my entire life. My hands are completely sticky. I have unicorn crap in my hair and in my nose. I've never been so stressed out in my entire life." Starbucks says it's reaching out to Brunson. Now, that's out of KGMI.com in Colorado. A really interesting story of the barista striking back. All right, you may recall last week I told you that YouTube recently dropped the live streaming requirement down to 1,000 subscribers. And now TechCrunch is reporting that demand for mobile live streaming on YouTube appears to be strong, given the fact that YouTube shot up the App Store's list, a position it now holds at the very tippy top, and it hasn't held that position since December 2015. Following reports of YouTube opening up this feature to more users, users have quickly adopted the fact of, I mean, I find it really surprising that many people didn't have the YouTube app already on their phone when you see that 80% of YouTube videos are now being watched on mobile devices. It's really hard to believe, but maybe people were getting newer versions of the app or updating the app, and maybe that's why we're starting to see YouTube's app appearing on the top of the App Store's list of the most downloadable. Forbes contributor John Rampton wrote an interesting article about the 10 reasons to use an explainer video to pitch your service. Now, I like this. I'm going to bounce through some of them with you. It's no secret that video marketing is a major trend. User engagement with video materials higher than any other forms of content. Video is more accessible than ever before thanks to mobile devices and faster internet. And it's easier to produce than it has been in previous generations. Now, one of the best ways to start with an explainer video, he goes on to say, which is designed to give new users a rundown of what your products and services are and how they work in the span of just a few minutes. So why are explainer videos so effective? I'm going to quickly bounce through his list. It's important for you to know. Again, this is Forbes contributor John Rampton. The article will be on the show notes page, of course. So the number one thing is explainer videos are concise. First off, explainer videos, they get right down to it. In the words of Robert Weiss, quote, "Business decision makers love online video because it gives them the most amount of information in the shortest amount of time." I mean, don't we all love our friends that don't say much, but when they say much, it's either really smart or really hysterical? The same is true with a business video that's done very well. Clean, concise, gives you a high-level overview, and in 60 seconds or a minute and a half, you're going to know more about that business than you would have if you read the page, right? So that's the most important thing. They're concise. The second thing he has listed is that an explainer video shows the problem and the solution. I love this. What I like about this is when you've got a problem and a solution, video can show more than you tell. You can connect a lot of these dots. Businesses, in most cases, are problem solvers for their customers, and you can show how your business solves that problem in the easiest way, which is video, right? Reading is like work, video is like entertainment, so it's a very passive learning mechanism. You know, I wasn't particularly crazy about number three because I think it creates a little more confusion than help, but he goes on to say, you can get creative with your explainer video. The best explainer videos are ones that aren't afraid to creatively experiment. All right, so I've got a little bit of a problem here because yes, you can get creative and you can experiment and you can hold people's attention span, but where most people make the mistake is they get too creative or they try too hard to be funny. And those are techniques and tactics that are really difficult to pull off. Be creative. Tease people with their attention and show them how your product solves a problem, and your explainer video will work very well for you. Number four, explainer videos can be used anywhere. And it's really true. You know, once you make an explainer video, you can use it in a number of different contexts. He writes, you can keep it on YouTube. You can embed it on your homepage of your website. If you do put it on your homepage of your website, don't make the novice video marketing mistake that probably 95% of businesses make. Don't put that YouTube video. Don't put the embed code on your homepage and let the YouTube video player be the one that represents your business. Why? Because anytime there's words on a YouTube video player and it's on your website, any one of those words, if you click on it, takes people off of your website, turns your website into an off-ramp, and brings them back to YouTube. The other reason is, well, I think there's a bunch of them, but the second reason is if you use the YouTube video player on your homepage, at the end of that video, it's going to serve up other people's videos, which could possibly be your competitor, especially if you're using the same keywords, which is like having the competitor in your lobby trying to hawk their goods and services. Big mistake. So yes, you can embed it on your homepage of your website. You can use it as a feature of a landing page or even incorporate it into slideshow presentations. They're short and universal enough to transfer easily. Great point. Number five, they're an approachable medium. You know, explainer videos are approachable, they're learnable medium for marketers, and that's why 65% of marketers are planning to increase their video marketing budgets. Well, I think you and I know that there are other reasons, but the other reasons are like people process quicker with video. They're more likely to watch video than read text. They buy at faster rates when they watch video. I mean, there's a whole laundry list of why 65% of marketers are increasing their video spend. You can boil that down to video just flat out works, and it works better. Number six, explainer videos are useful for new and old customers alike, even though the primary function of an explainer video is to reach new audiences. They can be useful for established customers as well. I like them as a new representation of your business. A lot of businesses, mine included, we pivot when we see opportunities. And when you do a new version of your explainer video, you roll out to new and existing customers where the road ahead is going. Which naturally brings me to his seventh point. Explainer videos are adaptable because they're short and relatively easy to edit. You can switch things around quite easily. Look, we've seen it with Wirebuzz. If you go and look at our explainer video right now on wirebuzz.com, you'll notice that our homepage explainer video starts off with why video marketing. Does it very quick. The reason behind it is we're still in the early days of video marketing, and most people don't have a clue what video marketing is. So we first have to tee it up. What is video marketing? And then what does Wirebuzz provide, right? That's our path of where we are right now. In the next 6 months, or maybe in the next year, video marketing might be a foregone conclusion to a vast majority of the people, and then we mature our messaging. Right? You can do that very well in a very adaptable video that you're going to use on your homepage, and it's a great place for an explainer video. Number eight, you can show your brand's personality. You'll notice in that explainer video that explainer video on our homepage actually shows you B-roll and we're using a voiceover because we want to show you more than we tell. So we're going to show you some of our work. We're also going to take you behind the scenes. If I show you behind the scenes and you're a prospect that's looking to do business with other video marketing agencies and you're evaluating us, you can look at it and go, oh, so that's how their crew rolls in on shoot day. They're really professional, right? Or you could look at it and go, okay, so this is about the amount of space they're going to need. I want to paint that picture. I want to answer a lot of questions visually that people won't have to ask later on. That's how you show your brand's personality. Number 9, you can show off the benefits firsthand. Now, this helps people see what they're buying, and it'll put many of their doubts at rest. I addressed a lot of that with number 8. On to number 10, you have a chance to prove your worth. Explainer videos also give you a chance to prove the value of your brand with visually represented statistics, testimonials, or the mention of some big brands that you have serviced. A super valuable article. It's from Forbes with the contributor, John Rampton. You'll find it on the show notes page, wirebuzz.com/82. Later on in this episode, of course, I'm going to tell you an easy way or many easy ways to remember 82, and we'll get to that in a little bit. Recoding is reporting. Facebook wants to pay publishers to create more produced video as part of a plan to push the company's new ad products, according to multiple sources. Now, the deals are intended to replace the agreements that Facebook currently has with publishers to produce live video, which they signed a year ago. This new contract are designed to replace those original agreements, but also encourage publishers to create produced video, and but also maintain provisions to still pay for live video. Now, sources have been telling me that they want an even mixture, roughly around 50% of produced on-demand videos and 50% of live videos. In fact, next door to our office here at Wirebuzz is a subsidiary of a very large mainstream media network, and Facebook has been paying them to create videos on a variety of topics, mostly sports. And they were just recently telling me that they're now in that next phase of the contract. So it's interesting to see this story roll out. You can get access to it. It's the Recode story. Recode is the website, and you'll find it on the show notes page. Speaking about live streaming, I saw this interesting article in TechCrunch. Hey, Sling Media, a Dish Network subsidiary, is announcing its Sling Studio hardware today with Sling Media entering a completely new market because, unlike its previous offerings, which targeted consumers, the $999 Sling Studio is meant for video creators who want to produce live stream for Facebook Live and YouTube Live. Typically, the hardware for competitors like TriCaster, Maker, NewTek costs around $5,000 or more, but also comes with a steep learning curve. The Sling Studio, on the other hand, is controlled via an iPad app. What I like about this is you can use this app to be your own video producer. You can record and edit. You can monitor feeds from 4 HD video inputs, while you can connect up to 10 cameras and smartphones through iOS and Android devices into the Sling Capture app. Super cool to connect all of those. Christo, I want to look into this Sling Studio. It might be something that Wirebuzz should consider. We'll have it on our list. If we get it in our hands, if we get a review demo, we'll definitely bring it to the audience's attention. We'll host live events, and we'll show you how it benefits. And it should be a really interesting product from everything that I've seen so far. Maybe the most interesting accessory in this Sling Studio is the camera link, through which it allows you to turn any camera with an HDMI output into a wireless camera for your setup. It's powered by its own 2-hour battery supply, which would be long enough to do your live event in most cases, and creates a wireless connection to the hub, which allows the camera person to roam up to 300 feet from the hub. Super cool. Check it out. We'll put photos on the show notes page for this episode. All right, you should also know that Wirebuzz's head of video production, Strons Vanderplug, is at NAB right now with David Flores. Our video team is out there. They are looking for the new gadgets and the new gear. We're going to bring some details about live and camera gear. We're going to do an episode here, I believe, coming up soon when these guys get back. Yours truly, I'll be joining them in Vegas. I'll be out there meeting with probably about 10 to 12 clients with our strategy team. We're also going to be filming. We've got about 2 days of filming in Las Vegas. And by and large, when we're out there, Strons and the video crew are capturing content. I'm meeting with other clients working on their strategy. It's going to be a big couple of days for Team Wirebuzz in Vegas this week. If you haven't heard about Yahoo in a while, well, you're not alone. Silicon Beat reports that Yahoo CEO Marissa Mayer is about to make $186 million on the sale to Verizon. Now, clearly, leading Yahoo is one of the most difficult digital jobs. You know, it's hard to move the needle on an established brand, especially one that's as complex and has so many different competing businesses inside of it like Yahoo. And I personally would like to go on record right here and right now saying this won't be the last time you're going to hear from Marissa Mayer. Something tells me that she is not going to go buy an island and go sit off to the side and be underneath an umbrella like many of us would. I suspect she feels like she's got something very significant to prove in the digital space. And those are the type of people that I like to back. Expect to hear big moves from Marissa down the road, and I'll make sure to keep an eye on this topic for you. If you haven't seen our blooper video yet, and when I say ours, I really mean my team making fun of yours truly. Well, if you haven't seen the blooper video yet and you don't know about my muscular eyebrows or my jump up and jump around, you should definitely see me in front of the camera as I'm doing a series of outtakes. At one point, I absolutely crawl out of my chicken and start to get really frustrated at myself because the script I wrote, it wasn't ready for prime time. And you can see me getting nice and pissed off in that video. So if you want to see that video, it'll be on the show notes page for this episode, episode 82. Look, today was an interesting day, a watershed moment in the world of video marketing. North of the border, our friends at Vidyard, just outside of Toronto today, had a very special guest, a Vidyard fireside chat that they live streamed when Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau was in the house talking with CEO and founder Michael Litt of Vidyard. And you can get access to that live stream, which will also be on the show notes page. It's super cool. The dude, I've never even really seen the guy speak, okay? And without getting into politics, because I know everybody hates politics, it's the least sexy thing, I've never seen him speak in front of public. I really enjoyed it. It was interesting to hear one of the leaders of the free world talk about video marketing. What a rare opportunity. So to give you a little supportive information on Vidyard, you know, those of you who've been listening to this podcast, you know that I've interviewed their CEO and have also been a speaker that Vidyard would have at their Viewtopia conference, and I'm featured in their blog often. Recently, I think in the last week or so, they published a blog featuring me answering customer questions about video marketing and me really teeing off on some of the biggest misconceptions and misunderstandings that people have about video marketing. You can see that in the blog section. In fact, we'll put it on the show notes page so you have access to it. But over the years, I've become, you know, a big fan of Vidyard. Vidyard is a video platform that helps businesses really transform their communication and drive more revenue through the strategic use of online video. And going beyond video hosting and management is where Vidyard comes in, because they help businesses connect with more viewers through interactive or even personalized video experiences. And they learn powerful insights, their tool does, about the viewing audience, insights that you can turn into enterprise integrations for your business, but also how you can use video as a business tool to generate greater ROI. I would tell you that Vidyard's trailblazing in the space, and it's fun to develop relationships with their team because I like to be way ahead of the curve as these new tools become available. when I saw that the Canadian Prime Minister was going to be at Vidyard today, speaking to all the Vidyardians, I reached to my phone and text my friend Tyler Lazard, who's the VP of marketing at Vidyard, and I was like, yo, Tyler, what's up? You got the big PM there today, right? How's that going? And he goes, wouldn't know, I'm stuck in Vegas at a conference, right? So I asked him if he could do an introduction and I could interview somebody, and well, here it is. All right. Well, the world of video marketing today had a very, I think this might have been the first time a head of state popped up in one of the video marketing offices. Our friends at Vidyard made news today by hosting a fireside chat with Canadian Prime Minister Trudeau. And to join us, we're going out to Canada right now to Vidyard headquarters and Jeff Gadway. Hey, Jeff.
Oh, man. What an incredible day, you know, for all of us at Vidyard and in the Kitchener-Waterloo community here just west of Toronto.
Now, I'm sure when you started working at Vidyard, you never thought that a head of state would be sitting down talking about video, talking about his hockey socks. Where does this fit in the history of Vidyard?
Well, I'll tell you, we've had a really exciting journey over the last 5 or 6 years from being the first video marketing platform on the market to raising some great venture capital funding from leaders in the SaaS world to, you know, launching solutions for marketing, sales, secure video and support. But I'll tell you, this one really takes the cake because, it just really puts a magnifying glass on what we're doing in the world of B2B marketing, as well as what's happening in the Canadian innovation and technology scene. So I'll tell you, it is one to remember, that's for sure.
So cool. Now, I got to watch the live stream. That was really awesome that Vidyard provided a live stream. What was the strategy behind that?
Well, I'll tell you, you know, part of it is, using our own tools, right?
Right.
And being a showcase for what businesses can and are doing with video. But on a more practical level, we have offices across Canada and in the U.S. This week with some of the big conferences that are happening, we had a lot of remote employees. So we wanted them to be able to participate in this really special occasion. So by setting up a live stream, we had employees from across the country and across North America join in and be able to participate. Plus, having folks like yourself or our customers be able to join us for this, not just across Canada, but around the world, was really important to be able to share, to share this really special moment.
Yeah, absolutely. I wouldn't have missed it. We watched it here in the office at Wirebuzz in Phoenix or in Scottsdale, Arizona. And we recognized instantly how this was one of those really exciting, groundbreaking moments in the video marketing landscape. So I think what you guys are going to be doing, and correct me if I'm wrong, is you're going to be posting a higher quality video later on of the event. Is that right?
We are. We have the live stream. The way that our live streaming works, Todd, is that as soon as the live stream is done, that video is now available on demand for consumption. In the same location that live stream player was originally embedded. So, you're right. We do have an on-demand version available, but we don't have to do anything in order to make it work. It just happens automatically out of the gate. But we are going to take that video content and trim it down. We're thinking, creating a series of kind of sound bites that really double click on some of the questions that Michael and Prime Minister Trudeau were talking about. And we'll be reposting those segments, not just on our website, but through social media, syndicating them out to local and national media, as well as using them in our demand generation campaign. So, we can take that one piece of content and slice and dice it a number of different ways to maximize the value that we get out of this visit.
Yeah, that's really smart. I think it's rather macho that Vidyard's live stream embed doesn't need to be removed and then another higher quality video need to be put in its place. And that's really, one of those rare things. Like, for example, for those of you that are listening, when Barack Obama was president and they would do a Google Plus hangout on air from the Oval Office or a Facebook Live event, they would always, after the live event, produce up a higher quality video and then switch out the embed codes. But with the Vidyard tool, you don't have to do that.
That's right. And that's one of the things that we hear from our customers around their needs as it relates to live streaming today, right? Time is of the essence. We live in an attention economy where we're day trading the attention of our customers and prospects and audiences. And so we can't afford to let ground, slip under our feet while we download videos, transcode them into different formats, re-embed them, re-upload them. You know, those are precious moments where we're not getting eyeballs on our content. And so by being able to seamlessly move from live content to on-demand content, there's no gap in the ability to service our audiences.
It's a much higher finished product. I'm so glad that you guys got to use your own tools for a newsworthy event. Hey, I know this might be a little inside, behind the scenes details, but I'm super, I used to be a live breaking news reporter covering the White House and national historical events. What was the security like today for you to get into the office?
Let me tell you, it was something else, right? I got to the office, a couple hours before Prime Minister Trudeau arrived. There were RCMP, which is, the equivalent of the U.S. Secret Service, all around the building. There were dogs there. And you really felt like you were in this pocket, like you see in movies and on TV.
Yeah.
But that being said, the Prime Minister was so accessible. He spent lots of time meeting and greeting the employees, taking selfies. That's one of the things that, Prime Minister Trudeau gets a lot of really high marks for, that, he's super accessible and really amicable and affable. So while there was definitely a security presence there, you wouldn't really notice it. It's kind of like an umpire, right? If they're doing their job, they kind of blend in the background and you never know that they're there.
Yeah, that's a really good analogy. Did you get to talk to the Prime Minister at all?
I did say hi. I shook his hand after the Q&A, but then he was on to the next. It was a pretty jam-packed morning. So he arrived. He took a tour of our offices, met with some of our engineers working on different aspects of the Vidyard platform. Then he actually got a demo from our co-founder and CTO of our video creation tool, Vudit, and he recorded a video message that he was going to share with Canadians. And then he headed up to the Q&A that we live streamed.
So cool.
Following that, one of the cool things that he did was he joined one of our account executives in ringing a bell, which is a tradition that we have when we close new pieces of business of a certain value. So he really got the full Vidyard experience today here at the office.
That's really exceptional. Vidyard's turned yourselves into quite a Canadian success story and now an international story. I know that the team here at Wirebuzz are big fans of the Vidyard tools, and so this is just really awesome. Congratulations! And hey, did you get a photo with the Prime Minister?
I didn't get a selfie, but there were definitely a lot of cool photographers there, and
so cool.
and our own photographers. So you know what? When the photos kind of get curated, maybe there's going to be something there. That would be pretty cool.
That would be wonderful. Well, Jeff, thank you so much for joining us. By the way, he's Jeff Gadway. He's the director of product marketing at Vidyard. For more information on Vidyard, you can always go to vidyard.com. That's their URL. Jeff, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me, Todd. Really appreciate you helping us to share some of this really incredible event that we had here today at the office.
Hey, I'm a big fan of Vudit, by the way. And I know that when I went to dinner with the Vidyard team when they were in Scottsdale, Arizona, literally like a block or two from our office, and I went to dinner with them after, and then they all hit me up with the Vudit tool, and I was like, that's awesome. Great use, one-on-one video. Nobody does it better than Vidyard.
Hey, and our Prime Minister uses it too, so great.
Right on, great, Jeff. Thank you so much for talking with us on Video Marketing Mastery.
Thank you so much, Todd.
All right, man. Thanks. We'll talk soon. All right. So that was a really cool interview from Canada to you and the folks at Vidyard. And if you want to get access to more information about Vidyard, go to vidyard.com. A personal thank you to the Vidyard team for scrambling. You wouldn't believe how quick this thing happened. It actually... the whole interview from conception when it popped into my head, me watching the live stream to texting Tyler to securing that interview with Jeff, it all happened in half of my lunch salad. That's how quick we roll. Special thanks to the folks at Vidyard. If you haven't gotten access to the video course that we created about how to generate and guarantee ROI with videos, I've created a 5-part video course where I teach our secrets, and you can get access to that at wirebuzz.com/ROI. Look, it's all about return on investment, so make sure you learn how to do it. Look, this whole experience with using video for business is all about generating a return on investment. And this 5-part mini course is going to help you get there quicker. All right, so that's this episode of Video Marketing Mastery. All right, if you want to get access to the show notes page, it's wirebuzz.com/82, a really easy way to remember 82. In honor of our Canadian friends at Vidyard, well, all you have to do is think about 1982. That's the year that Canadian Wayne Gretzky, the great one, became the first Canadian to be named Associated Press Male Athlete of the Year. Vidyardians, this one's for you. Wirebuzz.com/82. Hey, recognizing that I gave you a homework assignment last week to practice on one-on-one videos, and I know that a lot of you enjoyed doing that, feel free. If you want to send a video to me, right? Todd@wirebuzz.com, or you hit me up on social, and I'm happy to do reviews and to talk about those videos online. It could be a whole lot of fun. And if you see something in the news and you want to have a take on it, shoot a handheld video of you talking about a story, and I could very well add it into the podcast like I added Randy into last episode. All right, all right. So that's the latest video marketing news that you can use for your business to amplify results. And if you want more information, well, just sit tight, because we're going to make sure that with each and every week, you get one podcast episode that's all tactical, right? And another episode like the one I just did about video marketing news and how you can use that information for your business. And we'll make sure behind the scenes here at Wirebuzz that we curate all of the best information that's happening in video marketing, boil that down so you can use it for your business, so you can continue to be a video marketing master.